Roughly half of residents in the two Newcastle County neighborhoods say they would be likely to move away if given fair value for their homes or financial assistance. This is the primary result of the survey meant to help the county find solutions to environmental problems in Eden Park and Hamilton Park. These two majority African American neighborhoods have dealt with environmental issues like airborne dust and soil contamination for years. The neighborhoods are surrounded by industrial zone land. In a class action lawsuit against local companies several years ago, residents unsuccessfully asked some companies to give them fair value for their homes. So the most highly anticipated result of this recent survey was an indication of how likely residents would be to move if they were bought out. The county commissioned Dr. Victor Perez to design and conduct the survey. He's a professor of sociology at the University of Delaware, focused on environmental justice. Perez presented some survey results to community members at a civic association meeting last week. He says the question about moving was front and center.
Because it was the one that was provided, sort of in the ethos of procedural justice, revised by the community leadership and provided by the community leadership, and also the one most germane to the way that they had conceptualized the opportunity to move out of the community by being provided, for example, fair value for a home.
The question asked homeowners how likely they would be to move out if given fair value for their house, comparable to a similar home in a low-crime area. It asked renters how likely they would be to move out if given the financial assistance to do so. 57% of households in the two neighborhoods participated in the survey. Of those that answered, 87% said they'd be likely or very likely to move if given fair value for their homes or financial assistance. But there's more to those numbers. Perez says some residents raise concerns about moving.
People saying they like the community, just not its issues, environmental issues. People saying that there's no noise and no crime. And some folks saying that they're too old to move, moving would be too disruptive, they plan to retire in the community.
Perez adds homeowners were overrepresented compared to renters. He also notes some households simply could not be reached, while some refused to participate. Perez said the refusal rate was especially high among Eden Park homeowners, more than 30%.
But this high of a refusal rate doesn't seem random to me.
He thinks that group might not have liked the idea of moving. Pastor Lewis McDuffie is president of the Hamilton Park Eden Park Civic Association and a longtime community leader on environmental issues. He has another theory about the high refusal rate.
Was it just that they didn't feel it was going anywhere because they're tired of giving service?
According to county officials, it was roughly a year and a half between when they first approached UD about the survey and when results were presented. To some residents, that felt like a long time.
It solidified the fact that they felt nothing was going to come of it.
Director of Economic Development with the county, Tamara Morris, said she's surprised the response rate wasn't higher.
I felt like when we had engaged with the community that, you know, the individuals we heard from, they were all pretty enthusiastic, especially towards the end. You know, that we were moving forward and we got community members to participate.
Director of Constituent Services with the county, Kenny Dunn, says residents at last week's meeting suggested Perez keep trying to reach non-participants and talk to non-resident lot owners. What will the county do next? Jim Smith with Code Enforcement says because the survey did not reach every resident, the county needs to gather more information.
We're sincerely trying to help these folks with their issues out there. This just makes it that we're going to have to identify some additional steps, and if we're able to reach more people and get more feedback, that might help solidify one direction or the other, but it doesn't mean that we can't start looking at all the options.
Perez does not have a prescription for what the county should do with the survey results, but he notes a lack of consensus within the community on a single solution does not mean the county can't act.
What number do you need in order to begin trying to do something? If the community feels like something needs to be done, or at least a significant part of that community feels like something needs to be done.
What that something ultimately is for residents of Eden and Hamilton Park remains an open question. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Sophia Schmidt.